Hey everyone, I know it's been a while, and I thought I'd finally give answers to those Q&A questions. It's been a couple of weeks, so it's about time, don't you think? Before I start, I would like to say I'm thankful and I really appreciate each and every one of you for continuously following me and giving comments here and there. Or even DMs. I really appreciate reading all of them and interacting with you guys. And I'm really glad you decided to somehow stay here, despite the really inconsistent uploads. So, again, thank you for that. And without further delay, I'll get to the first question then. Which was, how did I get into this stuff? How did I get into making audios? I was a listener for like a very long time, and getting into audios in general and like the ASMR type stuff and everything. I actually listened to like some SFW fantasy ones because it reminded me of being told stories as a child, you know, and just like, I thought it was really fun, like a really cool idea. Especially like when you can picture all of that and like being on an adventure and whatnot. As far as like NSFW audios, I totally forgot how I stumbled upon that, but I believe it was also on YouTube back before they started, back before they started to delete that kind of content. And then, you know, eventually I came to Reddit and I was like, oh damn, they have a lot to offer here. So I'd been a listener for quite a while, and eventually I made a few friends who are VAs, and I'd ask them questions about like how they feel about like being a VA. And specifically like doing NSFW audios, like how is it, and how's the whole Reddit forum, and yeah, I mean, they said it was fairly decent, you know, and they did make a point, you know, if I don't like it, I could always quit. So I was like, why not try to have a new hobby? And aside from like deciding why to do it, well, I'd work quite a few like customer service type of jobs, and I'd been getting a lot of compliments from multiple different people that like apparently I have a really nice voice. So I was like, well, why not try something related to that? So here I am. I think it was finally the extra push from the VAs that I decided to actually try and do some of my own content. But yeah, that was a really long answer to quite a simple question. At least you get to know me more, right? So, on to the next one, which is, do you think that GWA writers and performers are more sexual than members of the public in general? My answer would be no. And that's purely because, in my personal opinion, I feel like most writers and performers of GWA are just like any others. Like we like making content that other people can enjoy, and knowing that others enjoy it gives us that sense of, happiness, I guess, accomplishment. And, yeah, so I really don't think it's about being more sexual. Maybe it's about like trying it out and being a little more open with your sexuality. But I wouldn't say it's necessarily being more sexual. Like, I think in the general sense, we just like making content for others to enjoy because we ourselves enjoy that kind of content. Not speaking for everybody, because it's probably different for everybody, but that's just my personal assumption and my personal opinion. Next one says the AU from your name. Are you from Oz or the periodic table for gold? I've actually been asked this question before, and or asked similar questions like, am I from Australia, or like, what does it mean? So I like to read a lot. So the AU actually stands for like alternate universe. And even though I see that more as like a reading term, I also thought it'd be fun to like apply that here because for the longest time I was really like introverted and I would never talk about like sexual stuff to anybody, So it was kind of like getting to explore that side of me. And like being more open with myself and others as well. So it was like a completely different side of me, and as well as like a whole different world where people are like super sexually expressive. Another question. Do you have any kinky fantasy that you have no idea why it turns you on? I can't say I have because the fantasy or fantasies I do have, I know exactly why they turn me on. There was one kink I had that I always thought was really out there and like really taboo, really weird. Until I actually talked to one of my friends about it. And, in turn, they told me one of their like kind of taboo kinks too. And on both ends, it was actually pretty funny because we're both like, oh no, that's not weird. Like it seems weird and it seems a little out there or a little. Like, oh geez, nobody wanna try that. But at the same time, it's like if you go to certain places on the internet, you can see there's clearly like a lot of people that enjoy that. So it can't be that weird or that out there, So yeah, as far as fantasies go. I know why they turned me on, but I'll let you know if I have one that I have no idea why it does. Okay. What is something you're very proud of, but are rarely, if ever, asked about? Yeah, geez. I'd spend forever thinking on this question. That's a really great question, by the way. Something that I'm really proud of, but don't get to express. I guess, my drive for like if I have a goal, like a very specific goal, there's nothing that I'll like that keep me away from that goal, or like keep me from accomplishing it. I'll do everything in my power to like try and make that goal become reality. For example, traveling. Last year I actually went to go see my family one side of my family that, you know, they're all from a different country than what I live in. So I didn't want to ask for money or like borrow anything. So I was like, I'm gonna find a way to get there on my own and it'll be fine. Like, if I need to work while I'm there, I'll find a job there, you know, like I can do that. So that's what I did. And it actually worked out pretty well. The only thing that sucked is because COVID happened, like, I'm pretty sure almost exactly a week after I got there. So I didn't get to explore very much. That didn't keep me from learning more about the culture. So that was fine. And that was fun. Now, in a sexual sense, there is a friend of mine who, like, heavily prides themselves on being, like, top dom because they successfully make a lot of people, like, easily flustered, whether they're dom or they're sub or switches. They tend to make people really flustered really easily. And this is actually the reason why I bring this up. This has actually been talked about, like, within my friend group, because I'm actually friends with all of them, including them. And so there was one time I actually got them to be a sub. I actually got them to be a switch, which is something they'd never admit to other people. But to me, they've admitted it several times, and I'm like, well, you know, it's fine. Other people don't need to know about it, but as narcissistic as it sounds, I was like, it kind of boosts my ego a little to know that I was able to do that. Like, I didn't even know I could do that, so yeah, I mean, I learned something new about myself, I guess. So, going to the next question then. I get the impression you lean dom. What kinks draw you more that direction? Kinks. I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure. I don't know if I have, like, a specific or a few specific kinks towards that. I will say there are certain things that I enjoy a lot about being a dom. The fact that you have the power to give your partner so much pleasure, and any sounds, any expressions they make, that's all because of you. And that, like, I don't know, it feels really nice to know that you can do that for someone. Also, I guess I tend to feed, like, off that energy because I find it really sexy to see the expressions of my partner and hear how they're feeling and everything. I will say I have a bit of a sadistic streak. So maybe that's it. Like, I really am into, like, the whimpering and stuff. Like, if I can make my partner whimper, that's, like, really hot to me because it's, like, they must be enjoying themselves a lot, right? Because if they weren't, you know, there's always a safe word. So, I don't know. I don't know if that counts as a kink. I guess it's just, I really like having the power to give my partner more pleasure rather than be the one on the receiving end. Which I'm okay with from time to time, obviously, because I'm a switch. But, yeah. Yeah, I guess I would say that. Okay, and how did you discover GWA? And were you a listener for very long before deciding to record? Well, I kind of answered that at the beginning. But, I don't know. For some reason, I decided to like make a Reddit, and I just kind of explored communities, and maybe it was like a meme or something about GWA that I saw. And I was like, oh, you know, it'd probably be cool to like check that out, see how it is. And so I did that, and I was like, you know, this is actually pretty cool. So I followed it and kind of explored around, and I was like, this is actually really nice to have like this huge group of people that you can be really sexually expressive with and like not worry about getting shit for it, I guess. Yeah, because like you can explore so many different sides to yourself that you didn't know you even had, and you learn a lot more like how to be sexually expressive and learn more about like what you're into and that kind of stuff. So I was a listener for quite a long while before recording. I'd actually read some scripts from time to time and be like, oh wow, this is, I really hope this gets filled, not by me, but like by somebody, because this is really, really good. And I'm sure others would really enjoy it too. So, yeah, I mean, I ended up asking a VA friend about what they think, like what's his experience with like the entire forum, you know? And yeah, I decided to give it a go. I was like, what's the worst that could happen? The worst, in my opinion, that could happen is I don't like it. And in that case, I can always quit, you know? So I was like, why not? Maybe I'll get into a new hobby. So I guess that's kind of how it went. And that would seemingly conclude our Q&A. I might do this again, we'll see, in the future. Questions are welcomed anytime. It doesn't have to be, like, specifically for Q&As, but just in general. I appreciate the comments. Whenever you do leave them, I'll do my best to reply back, and as well as to DMs. I'm fine with DMs as well. But if it's going to be like sexual requests or anything, I just have to say now, that's not really my thing, despite making these kind of audios. Yeah, I mean, I'm always up for a nice talk and getting to know you guys. So, yeah, if you ever feel like you might want to talk or something, just feel free. Until then, I hope you guys have been well. I hope everything is going well over there, wherever you may be. And I hope you stay safe. I hope you've had really nice holidays. And please take care of yourselves, all right? I'll talk to you guys later.